Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How's everybody doing today? We thank God for another day to share the word of God with you. And we're going to start off where we was yesterday. And said, do you know the gifts that God has for you? And very few believers that you run into know what God has for them. Remember, yesterday I used myself as an example. Four Bibles in the house they were never read. And we're back over in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31 says, therefore take no thought saying what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, where will you be clothed? For all these things to the Gentiles seek. People don't have a covenant with God. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. See, God already knows that you have needs of all these things. See, and God is no respecter of person. Remember, yesterday we talked about Adam in the garden. And before Adam got there, the garden was already prepared for him. So your garden is already prepared for you. The difference is most people have never been taught they got to mine it out for themselves. You do. God is not going to give it to you like ripe cherries out of a tree. Because so many churches, congregations, teach people you got to wait on God. You got to wait on God. Well, God's waiting on you because we said yesterday that you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places already. Not God is going to bless you. You ever heard somebody says, one of these days God is going to bless me? God, he's already blessed you. You're empowered to prosper. But if you never take advantage of that, you don't know that you are blessed. You're waiting for God to do something. Just like there are people who wait on God to get their loved ones saved. Or they'll come to somebody like me. Can you pray for my loved one to get saved? And I, pray yourself, you lazy thing. They have a shock look on their face. Now we're going to pray for them. It's just, I want to shock them because you know the person better than I do. And God loves you. We did a series last year about how much God loves you. And a lot of people in the body of Christ do not know how much God loves them. You know, and God loves them. You know, I wish I knew that. Only thing he had to do is look in the Word of God. And it will say that he loves you. And see, God is not a man that he would lie. It's impossible for God to lie. So whatever he says, you can take it to the bank. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Put yourself, God so loved me. You're in the world, aren't you? So God so loves me that he gave his only begotten son. That's how precious you are to God. But if you don't know that, you're just a weak worm in the dust trying to survive. See, before, this is a promise book. Like we've talked about, your Bible is your owner's manual, just like you got an owner's manual to your car, and it tells you how that car operates. But most people, they throw it in the back seat, they put it in the glove box, and, you know, people come to find, what's this button for in your car? You don't know what it is. Well, push it and find out. You come up, find out you got some kind of product in the car that you didn't even know you had. But it's, you know, you think about that. It's called manual abuse. You don't know the purpose of a thing, you will abuse it. And everything. And most people, their life, you don't know the purpose of your life, so you will abuse it. My wife and I, we were looking at a thing dealing about Jews, Jerusalem, the Jews. And so many people in the world hate Israel for no reason at all. They hate Jews for no reason at all. You should love the Jewish people. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem every day. Why should I do that? Because God says you will be blessed in doing so. Because God only deals with three types of people in the world. The church, the Jews, and the nations. And everybody falls under one of those categories. And it's better that you be in the church, because then you get saved, you know, and you'll be able to go to heaven. And end times are coming up quick. And people got to make their decision. Whose report are you going to believe? You better believe the report of the Lord. Because he's for you, he's not against you. Now, getting back here over here to Matthew, says, but seek first the kingdom of God. The kingdom. Jesus is the king of the kingdom. And what the king says goes. Even in the natural. You know, if there's a kingdom, the king has to point his scepter to you for you to be able to talk. You might have been seeing something that was important, but until that king points or the queen points their scepter to you, your words are unimportant. Your words are unimportant. So what Jesus says, go. Now, we go back up here to take no thought saying, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? No, you take the thought and say, I'm blessed. I'm the head and not the tail, above only, not underneath. I'm blessed, come in and go. So those are the words should be coming out your mouth. Now, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? How am I going to make it? I'm the blessed. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm prosperous. I'm favored. All those things, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place. Those are the things should be coming out of your mouth. Not about, I'm not going to make it. I got too many bills. See, that's not in line with how Jesus, I remember hearing a minister some time ago, and said something he had seen. He said, I don't like that. He said, the Spirit of God spoke up on the inside of him. He said, I like that too. See, he changed his direction. See, he wants to like what God likes, and he wants to hate what God hates. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God loves people. So believers in the body of Christ should love people. They should love themselves. There are very few people that you run into that love themselves. They don't like themselves. And God loves you. So whose side you should believe? Amen? Why? Because he has put all your failure, all your sin, all your disease, all your defeat, all your poverty on his son Jesus. And he's given you everything Jesus should have. See, you want the grace, you want the mercy. You don't want the judgment. You don't want what you deserve. You want what Jesus deserved. No guile in his mouth. Never harmed any honey on the cross. But he didn't get hung on the cross for himself. He got hung on the cross for us. Hallelujah. We use the example of going into a restaurant and it's time to pay the bill. You ask for the bill. So somebody's already taken care of that. You don't say, well, I only pay for my own self. If you're smart, you're going to say, well, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, and going out to the restaurant. You don't say, well, you know, I have to pay for myself. And technically, folks, you think about it. I've already paid for it. The bill doesn't exist. How can you pay for something that doesn't exist? I remember years ago, I had a credit card, and I canceled the credit card. And the company wanted to charge me something on the credit card. So I called them up, and they were telling me the difference. I said, now, how can you charge me on something that don't exist? And the woman she's talking to, a manager, whoever, he ain't going to do that. He's not going to do that. No, you ain't going to charge me for something that don't exist. I ain't paying nothing. How can you pay something that doesn't exist? And I got that from reading the Word of God. God lets you know what your rights are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. See, all your rights are in Christ. You don't have no rights on your own. Not in the kingdom of God. You have your rights in Christ Jesus, where you can go boldly to the throne of grace to receive help in a time of need. And see, most believers, you know, they'll call some minister, okay, can you pray for me? Can you intercede on my behalf? And around here, we teach people what their rights are. the man of faith, God's man of faith. No, you can be God's man of faith. You can be God's woman of faith. Why? Because God loves you as much as he loves me. Now, for a lot of people, y'all better sit down when I tell you this one. You sitting down? Comfortable? Okay. Don't have that cup in your hand. You might spill it on the rug. Sit. God loves you as much as he does the Lord Jesus. Boom. He's dropping now. But see, that's what his word says. That's what his word says. It's no different if you have insurance. And if somebody has, and you have insurance with a company, and somebody has $1 million account, and you have a $100,000 account, you're going to say, deal. You have insurance with that company. They will take care of your account just as well as somebody's got the $1 million account. Why? Because you're a client. You have rights. Having stock in a company works the same way. They're gonna send you a dividend check just like they're gonna send a man with a $1 million. He has more stock in you, but you are a shareholder. They ain't gonna say, well, since you only got $100,000 worth of shares, we're not gonna send you no dividend this year. No, it don't work that way. See, you talk about your rights dealing with the insurance company, stock company. Well, you got to talk about your rights in the kingdom of God. God loves you. It ain't like, well. Now, I'm hoping and I'm praying. One thing my wife and I, we always talk about, because she knew my parents, I was taken care of well being a child. Well, I said, you were spoiled. Yeah, and I preached every morning. You know, but they didn't spoil me with the rod. They wore me out with the rod. You know. See, like I said, there's nothing wrong with spoiling a child as long as you discipline them. You teach them their responsibility in life. And these days and time, very few kids ever taught responsibility. It's just like people think one day this is going to fall on top of them. They're going to be responsible. I know in a lot of countries still, though, and they got arranged marriages. And the parents will tell the other parents what their child is like. Why? Because they're trying to make a match. They're trying to make a covenant where both families are successful in the deal. Like I said, you know, if you're wise, you're not going to give your son or daughter to somebody that's worthless. See, the difference with God, he will take everybody on this and make them conform to the image of Jesus. Hallelujah. So you don't lose. Amen? Well, I see our time is going out for today. And like always, we give you the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Like to be born again and receive God's free gift of salvation by making Jesus your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with us. Say, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, be my Lord and Savior. Do something in my life, Lord, will glorify you here on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you said that prayer, drop a little note off to Eagles of Prayer Ministries, P.O. Box 3024, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20885. And we'll send you out some free study material to help you in newfound faith in Christ. Send in your prayer requests, comments, questions, anything we can help you with, folks. Jesus loves you. He wants you to know the gift that he has for you already. It's not something you got to beg and plead for. He loves you. Amen. God bless you. Have a great night. And remember, Christ is Lord.